Welcome to this new episode of Become a Competent Biblical Counselor. I'm Dr. Dave Jones, and today's episode is entitled Schizophrenia. Often, people ask me, what is schizophrenia and what can be done about it? Well, the first thing I'd like to do is to talk to you about labels. It's very important for us to get the proper labels because labels point to solutions. Labels tell us what's wrong, and labels tell us what we must do about it. For instance, if you label something schizophrenia, that probably would point to some kind of psychiatric solution to whatever the person's problem might be. If you label the same thing sin, that would point to the Lord Jesus Christ as the solution to the problem. So it begins to be important then as to what kind of label that we put on a problem that a person has. Now, schizophrenia obviously is not a biblical label. There are biblical labels, and I think we had better use those labels. We don't read, for example, about alcoholism, but some sort of disease in the Bible, but we do read about drunkenness. We read about homosexuality. We read about adultery, and people are labeled as adulterers, homosexuals, drunkards, and so on, even liars. Well, here's another label, and we need to analyze it carefully. The word schizophrenia itself indicates a kind of split, not a kind of Dr. J. Coe and Mr. Hyde split that we often think about when people use this word, but rather a split between the way a person feels and what really he is doing and saying at the same time. That was the original idea in schizophrenia as it was first thought through and as the name was first given to it. But I want to warn you about labels like schizophrenia. I want to warn you about labels like psychotic and psychoneurotic and neurotic and all these psychological terms. Actually, Carl Menninger, the dean of psychiatrists in this country, the old man of psychiatry, as they used to call him, had to say this about the word schizophrenia recently in commenting on a report in Medical World News, which I'll tell you about in just a few moments. He said schizophrenia, that's just a nice Greek word. And he's right, because the word is absolutely meaningless, except that it has tremendous meaning when it's gummed on your label. You can't get a job anymore. You find that people look down upon you as some kind of queer, strange, unusual person or whatever. It has that kind of an effect, but it really has no meaning. And let me explain to you why I say that. The report that Menninger was talking about was this. A psychiatrist played a trick on his fellows. He sent 12 people, as sane as you and I, into 12 of the country's top mental institutions. Now, there wasn't anything wrong with any of them. They lied about one thing. They said, I have hallucinated. But, of course, you can hallucinate for almost any reason, lack of sleep or taking a medicine that had some kind of strange effect upon you. All sorts of things lead to hallucinations. So that's all they said. Then they acted as normally about their way of living during that diagnostic period, and while they were there in the mental institution, as they possibly could, and they told no other lies. Well, do you want to guess how many people were diagnosed wrongly? Would you guess half? Wrong. Would you guess three-fourths? Still wrong. Would you guess all 12? Right. All 12 were diagnosed as having serious mental difficulties. Now, these were in 12 of the top mental institutions in this country. And guess how many of these people were labeled schizophrenic? 11 out of the 12 were labeled schizophrenic. So I want to make clear to you at the beginning that this whole business of labeling, this whole business of diagnosing problems among psychiatrists, that is a very unsatisfactory thing. So, manager had reason for saying that schizophrenia is just a nice Greek word. Actually, the word doesn't tell us anything. All that it really means today, when anybody uses that word, is something like this: that a person is involved in bizarre or very strange behavior. And you know, bizarre or strange behavior can come from all sorts of sources. For instance, the word schizophrenia is just like the words red nose. If you have a red nose, I have no right to come up to you and say, aha, say you've been boozing. Now, maybe you have. That may be the reason for your red nose, but there are many, many other causes of red noses. You could have fallen asleep under a sun lamp. You could have a cold. You could be growing a pimple on it. Maybe your wife has hit you on it. There are a lot of reasons for red noses. So just to look at a red nose and say, aha, boozing, that doesn't follow. Nor to see a person's bizarre behavior and to say, aha, some particular kind of cause is at the bottom of it. That doesn't make any sense either. Bizarre behavior can come as camouflage to throw people off the track. Bizarre behavior can come because of chemical deficiencies within the body or malfunctions of the body. Bizarre behavior can come as a result of taking LSD or some other hallucinogenic, or as I said before, from cough medicine or something of that sort that works strangely in your case in a way that didn't in 100,000 other people. Or bizarre behavior can come as a result of a strange pattern of life that you simply developed over the years for whatever reasons. Or bizarre behavior can come from sinning against your body by pushing it beyond the limits that God has given to you by not going to sleep and getting sufficient eye rapid movement sleep. Two or more, 2.5, or 3 days of significant sleep loss can cause every effect of LSD. There are dozens, possibly hundreds of ways in which bizarre behavior can be accounted for once you find the real roots of it. Brain tumors can lead to bizarre behavior. All sorts of unusual things can lead to bizarre behavior. So what I want to warn you about is using or allowing others to use about you or your loved ones or friends or anybody else such words as schizophrenia, neurotic, psychoneurotic, or any of these other kinds of terms that really mean nothing. The fact of the matter is that we find that most of the people who are diagnosed schizophrenic are just people that the psychiatrist didn't know what to do for. And a large share of these people are either organically in trouble and need some kind of organic help, or they simply are in that state of a result of some sinful living pattern. And so, the first step to take is not to go to a psychiatrist, but go to a physician and to check out whether there are any physiological causes of this problem. And if there are, then work with your counselor to start uncovering what sorts of things in the background of this person and his living, in his life, and in his living patterns may be at the root of this difficulty. And so, I hope that this in some way has enlightened you and helped you to understand, because the question continually arises, what is this thing, this mysterious, this strange, this dreaded disease called schizophrenia? The answer is simply nothing. There is no disease called schizophrenia. There are some people who have organic problems of one sort or another that distorts their chemistry in the body. There are other people who have many other kinds of problems, most of which stem from sinful living behavior patterns. So the point about labels is that be very, very careful how you use labels. They can be used to be uplifting, like you're such a smart child, you're such a lovely child. Those are labels that are very enduring and increase the self-confidence to someone who you're addressing those to. But they can also be very hurtful. Why are you so stupid? Why are you so short? Hey, shorty. Whatever. Those things. can be very damaging. So there you have it for labels. Be very careful, and I hope this helps. We'll talk to you later. Have a great day.